everybody. Here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino. Tuesday, April 16, 2024. Pre-market report. People, I'm going to show you something real quick. You see that? This is not good. This is not pretty. And if this continues, we will see a breakdown of the financial system that people are not going to believe. Now, the MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, right here, lovely. This is a snapshot from like a minute ago here. This is something we need to keep our eyes on. The 10-year yield, as I am doing this lovely video blog, is 4.64. Now, without direct intervention, and of course, who's going to do this? Let's be honest, the Federal Reserve getting in here and starting to buy the debt. I mean, what's driving this? Why is the 10-year yield rising at such an extreme level? No surprise, I don't think, to anyone that follows this blog. We knew this was eventually going to happen here. If this is not contained, you like that word? Yeah, not a very pretty word, you know, Ben Bernanke with that whole contained thing. If risk in this market is not contained, like immediately, we could see a meltdown of the system that is going to be beyond belief. What do we know is going on here, people? We have, first of all, there's no market. Let's just be honest with each other here. We have some kind of a freak show on a scale that most people can't even get their heads around. Oh, sure, everyone's rich on paper right now. This is all going to go away, all right? This is not real. When you're looking at digits on a screen, however your investments are playing out here, even for myself here, it's not real. These are not realized. You understand? And this whole thing is going to turn around on a scale that is going to be freaking mind-blowing. That's the truth. So the premise right here is if risk is not contained, I like that word, we're in a lot of trouble here. Anyway, let's keep our eyes on this. This is free to everybody. The MMRI, right on my website, traderschoice.net, link in the description of this video. You know, everybody, the CNBCs, the Bloombergs, the Fox Business, the Reuters, whatever it might be, they want you to focus on the stock market. What's the stock market doing? You and I are, well, obviously, watching the drivers here. The debt market is the driver of this entire thing. The debt market today is on a hair trigger, okay? This can get so grossly out of hand so quickly. We're in a red zone here. This, you know, extreme risk. I have this all set up for you, color-coded and everything, so you can understand where we're going here. And every time we've seen red zone, this market doesn't like it. But we're, again, witnessing a phenomenon here. A sell-off in this debt market that, I mean, this can become so profound, so fast. And the scenario is too easy to know how this is going to play out. We don't have to guess here. You understand? There's a lot of people throwing darts at a board, trying to figure out where this is going to go. It's very, very simple. Again, the debt market is where we need to watch, because that's where the real meltdown is going to eventually start. And has it started? I guess we're going to see that. Is the Fed going to intervene here? I believe they are. I believe they are. Again, it's the illusion of the market. We're still being double fist fed rectally in every other freaking orifice that you have, that our economy is strong. The consumers out there, they're spending more because they have no choice. Inflation keeps rising. But they're playing this up as if, you know, everything is just fine. Everything is not fine. You know, as better than anybody else, that we've never been here before. This is like, you know, to boldly go where no man or woman has gone before. You know, Star Trek, a little shout out there. The global economy is in free fall. If you look at the global economy as a percentage of GDP, okay, GDP, we've again never seen anything like this before. Global debt skyrocketing at its fastest pace ever. This is coming apart at the seams. And this debt market hyper bubble, there's not even a word for this right now. It's the greatest threat. Forget about war. Forget about big shows and light shows over the skies of Israel and real-time cockpit footage of missiles being shot down. Oh, that's nothing compared to what's coming. Oh, speaking of the big show, we have some big news we got to talk about in just a moment here. But anyway, look, we got to be cautious. You know that, and you got to be spread out. You got to be ready for whatever's coming here. They're not done. They're going to continue to do things to us like the big show and try to sell us on everything that they want to extort more cash out of all of us. And we're being extorted right now. They wasted no time to try to extort more cash out of us. This is what they're doing right now. Just hold that thought again. But again, look, you and I are ready for whatever comes. We are betting against the debt, becoming our own central banks, at least from a financial standpoint. We know this market is in la, 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 la land, way beyond, far beyond the sun. Shout out to Ingmar Malmsteen here, okay? There's nothing like this we've ever seen before. Without direct intervention, immediate direct intervention from the Federal Reserve to buy more debt, to make sure that these bond yields start to drop, it's just freaking over. That's why I believe, again, this is exactly what's going to happen here. The illusion of the market, very, very powerful. Presidential selection cycle. There will be no election, okay? Selection. You all know that. But let's see. The debt market is so huge, is so big. Is it about to get out of control beyond the spectrum of what central banks can do to keep rates suppressed? It's possible. It's very, very possible. So again, let's keep our eyes on this. Now, speaking of not wasting any time for the big show, this is CNBC. Speaker Johnson to advance Israel-Ukraine Taiwan bills after Iran attack. They're wasting no time in trying to extort cash out of you and me, just as we predicted it was going to happen. This big show that they just put on for us was about cash being pulled into the now to fund whatever they want to fund and to build the war machine. That's all this was. One casualty, that one reported casualty, had to, of course, be a child. Nothing is left to chance. You have to understand, this entire thing is a setup. This entire thing is staged down to the one injury of a child. It's all scripted. And remember, if you don't back what they're trying to do, and I'm going to go through this in a moment here, you are, not only are you unpatriotic, okay, but you don't want to protect children. So again, wasted no time. CNBC, House Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican, la, 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 whatever, on Monday said he plans to move forward four individual bills to fund Israel, Ukraine, and of course, Taiwan. Citing need for support, comma, Johnson reminded us that on Saturday, Iran launched over 300 drones and missiles at Israel. I told you, they're going to waste no time here. They got to strike while the iron is hot, while the big show is still in everybody's head. And they're making everyone really afraid. This is what they're trying to do. On Monday, White House reiterated its urging for House representatives to bring the $95 billion joint foreign aid package to the House floor. Let me ask you, where does this $95 billion come from? We don't have it. It's going to be added right to the national debt as it's borrowed into existence from the Federal Reserve. But see, what you're not supposed to know, what Speaker Johnson and no other freak is going to tell you, is that this is massively inflationary. That's what they're trying to do. People, for how many years has this guy told you they're going to do things you can't believe to try to keep the system hyperinflated, to pull cash into the now? This is a game. This is a game. Now, let us move forward. Okay. Here's another little headline from today. Stock market pullbacks are the price of admission. Now, look, I'm all for pullbacks. Pullbacks are bullish. Pullbacks are bullish if this were not going on. If we were not seeing this profound, I don't know another way to put this, sell-off in the debt market here. This is imbecilic. This is imbecilic on a grand scale. This is someone here who's trying to sell you something, all right? I'm telling you the truth. Forget about the stock market like this imbecile who wrote this article wants you to stare at with Market Watch. Okay, I've been the biggest market bull since Donald Trump took office. I said that was a game changer. Everything was going to change right on Greg Hunter's show. The minute it happened, go ask Greg Hunter if that's true or not, okay? I've been a bull, raging bull, since that time. But this isn't just a normal pullback. What we're seeing here is a meltdown here, a meltdown in the debt market as we have now gone full red zone, okay? And again, if this doesn't stop, forget about it. Forget about where this is going to go. Everyone who's paper rich here, you're in a lot of trouble here. We got to keep our eyes on this, and we got to think about how to protect assets here. In this case, protect gains that we've made in this market. Don't get greedy here. Don't get greedy. If you've been with me for any length of time, well, since the turnaround, since when Trump took office here, you made a lot of money in this market. You know, so just maybe read between the lines here. Don't get greedy. So anyway, this is just nonsense here. This is not just a pullback here. This is risk that's rising. All right, people, look, we covered a lot of stuff here, and I don't know another way to put this to people. Something is going to break. If action is not taken to contain, okay, Ben Bernanke there, okay, contained. It's contained. You remember the whole thing with the subprime? It was contained. It certainly was not contained. Imagine we were lied to again by a Federal Reserve chair who now gets paid over $1 million per speech. Oh, yes, he's been vaulted into superstardom for being the arch villain of We the People here. He lied to us. He knew he was lying to us. But now he's a gazillionaire on a grand scale. He gets paid over, I think, $1.3 million per speech. That's pretty epic, okay? I wish I could get paid $1.3 million per speech. Imagine that. I bet you wish you could do that, too. But, of course, he saved the world. He saved the economy. You know that. By lies and propaganda, of course. They saved nothing, brought us to our knees, and now allowed this new, whatever we have right now, system to develop out of this. And it's not looking pretty, people, here at all. This market, again, is so out of touch with reality on so many levels. There's no price discovery at all anymore. It's been, inflated on massive amounts of easy money. And with that, let me say this. I'm going to let you off with this. If the Federal Reserve does not take action, or if the Fed does not cut rates soon, June, July, whatever, this market is going to be cut in half overnight. We'll be cut in half overnight, and that'll just be the beginning. That will just be the beginning. People, hope you're getting something out of these videos. I really, really do. I know you are. And we're making a difference. We're making a positive difference in this world, and that's really all I care about. All the rest of this is just fluff here. All right? All right, people, look, I'm going to let you all go. I want to hear from you. Please comment here. Share the video if you got something out of here that's important. I appreciate that. I will see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. What do you think about this? Does this surprise you that they're trying to already capitalize? Citing need for support, Johnson reminded us that on Saturday, Iran lost 300 drones. Really, did we need to be reminded about the big show? I don't think so. And we got to push through this $95 billion joint foreign aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Are you backing that? You feel like you have representation? Really? You feel like this is what you want? This is what you want? This is what you want, people? You're voting for this, right? Of course you are. I don't think so. All right. See all of you later. Love you a lot.